Welcome to another safety-driven, bite-sized learning. This presentation looks at the types of defect that can place you out of service. Being placed out of service can be very costly to the owner and the driver. When you consider the factors of downtime, mobile mechanic, tow truck, and possible fines arising from the situation, it is important for drivers and owners to be aware of just what kind of defect that can lead them to being placed out of service. When a vehicle is placed out of service, it is subject to towing. The destination is generally the owner's yard or a repair facility selected by the owner. Alternately, the inspecting officer can choose the repair facility, which is usually the dealership for that make of vehicle. Depending on the seriousness of the defect found, it might be possible to be fixed at the roadside inspection location. This is at the discretion of the inspecting officer, who will consider the space available, safety, and time. The repairs must be completed prior to the officers leaving that site. Lighting out-of-service defects can be only one rear turn signal or no brake lights. Windshield or wiper out-of-service defects can be spiderweb cracks in the driver's line of sight, an inoperative wiper blade on the driver's side during inclement weather. Steering out-of-service defects can be loose bolts, loose joints at tie rod, pitman arm, drag link, and the tire touching the frame on a hard turn left or right. Braking system out-of-service defects can be worn airlines, excessive air loss, low air pressure warning device not working, and mismatched front brake chambers. More than 20% of the service brakes of the vehicle or combination defective according to the defective brake chart, or a cracked lining or drum. Brake adjustment out of service defect can be excessive slack travel, that is 1/4 inch or 6.4 millimeters greater than the maximum adjustment limit allowed. Tires and wheel out of service defects can be two dual tires that are touching, worn to wear bars in two adjacent treads, exposed cord on the side, or steel belt on the tread. Body and frame out-of-service defects can be a 1.5 inch, 38 millimeter, or longer crack in the frame's side rail web, which is directed towards the bottom flange, or a 1 inch, 25 millimeter, or longer crack in the side rail bottom flange. Broken frame member adversely affecting support of functional components. Take-up cable out-of-service defects can be more than 3 broken wires in one strand of cable at the eye. Defects like these should be found during the pre-trip inspection, and the vehicle should never leave the yard until they're corrected. There is a Commercial Vehicle Safety Alliance, CVSA, manual called the North American Standard Out-of-Service Criteria. This is available through the BC Trucking Association, and it identifies all conditions that will place a vehicle out of service throughout North America and Mexico. Knowing the condition of your truck is not just the law. It's part of being a professional driver. For more information and resources, check our resources page at www.safetydriven.ca. Safety Driven, driven to improve safety.